Welcome to the BuyerInsights.ai podcast. Our goal of the podcast is to educate marketing, sales, and product people about how and where to look when they don't think they're hitting their numbers, they're not getting the kind of feedback and attention that they thought they were from their go-to-market strategy, to make sure that there is a clear path to engagement for buyers. And that happens with auditing the buyer journey. Think of this, too many organizations we all know, you turn up on Monday morning, you get to work building email campaigns, updating websites, but without looking at it from the other side of the fence, which is where your buyers and prospects look at it. You're looking at it inwardly, you're looking at it in a situation where when you do reviews, you're not looking at it the same way your buyers and prospects do. Now, buyers and prospects don't just come directly to your website. They come from advertising, marketing, reviews, communications that are out there, partners, chatter. And all of these create that buyer journey path that gets them to you. The analyst firm Forrester said that product marketing, sales leaders, all need buyer insights to support an audience-centric go-to-market strategy, and they're right. Because if you have blind spots within that journey, you're going to find customers are saying no and disengaging, dropping out in the middle of deals, picking competitors because of things that you don't know much about. Now, sometimes you'll be able to find out some of this information through win-loss deals. The problem, especially when it's a loss, is that it's already too late for that particular customer. You may fix that one thing, but what else don't you know? That's where BuyerInsights.ai came into being. We're a group of consultants that use AI technology to actually craft these journeys and return insights and recommendations to companies so they can understand that their go-to-market strategy is clean, that buyers can find them without much of a problem, and that the information that they find is part of their go-to-market strategy. Let's take a few things and we'll beg this question today. What don't we know? Are there obstacles in the current buyer journey that we need to address? Now, the what don't we know part is really powerful. I've had companies that have come to us for a search that we found that one of the big roadblocks was they had a lawsuit sitting out there that painted them as untrustworthy. That is not the piece of content that you want a buyer or a prospect engaging with. Also, we've had companies say our email numbers are just terrible, and we've looked into it and we've done our analysis. After we've given them the recommendations and they applied the fixes, their numbers shot up. There are certain fundamentals to the technology world and the marketing world that I think people take for granted that they just work. But as we all know, people who have delved deep into this, that it doesn't work like that. There's many things that are needed to make sure that your message gets to the right people. It's not just a case of I put together a good email, it was in the specs, I sent it. There's blacklists, there's shared mail servers, there's reputation scores, there's all of these things that you need to investigate to just know that an email gets out correctly. Also, what are you sending it with? Are you sending it with a marketing automation tool, or are you sending it with an email tool? Are you sending bulk? How clean's your list? When was your list last scrubbed? What's happening in the background with technology is all of these things are trying to weed out spammers. And if you accidentally fall into that spam profile, everything you're doing is a big waste of time. So you've invested time, energy, money, and people, and you're not getting the results from it. So within this podcast, over the next couple of months and years, I'm going to be talking with guests. I'm going to be giving you examples of things that you need to fix. and also encouraging you to come to buyerinsights.ai and let us set benchmarks for you. Let us give you recurring reports that'll make your executive team, your board, and your leadership all confident that the work has been done to create that clear path to engagement, and you have a fighting chance to compete, cross the chasm, and grow your business. So until next time, I'm Ian Faith, and thank you for joining us on this buyerinsights.ai podcast.